Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to talk about something that we all have to deal with at work, and that's email.
Yeah.
Our first question involves an employee whose boss never responds to her emails. And our second question concerns a supervisor whose direct report sends too many emails.
Ooh,
probably those long, yeah, rambling ones that nobody wants to read.
Right. Yeah, these are both hot topics, I think.
Well, email is such a minefield. We used to call them e-missiles.
Yes.
People let their rage out in an email. Anyway, let's get to our first question, Logan.
I'm an engineer at a land surveying company, and I'm extremely frustrated. My boss never responds to my emails. I send reports that she's requested and ask for her feedback. I send client questions that I need her input on. I send emails asking to meet with her. I get no response. The other day, she reprimanded me for not informing her of a client problem, the same problem I sent 3 emails about that she never responded to. How do I handle this situation?
This sounds so frustrating.
I don't understand because everybody's got that phone. Everybody, you know, the thing about not responding is, you know, they saw it. I mean, because everybody's in their phone. Everybody lives in their phone. Everybody sees their email.
That's looking at their emails all the time. Right.
Mm-hmm. While they're not on Instagram, they're looking at their email. Everybody sees it. I don't really understand. Is it a power thing? I'm not going to respond till I feel like it. Or maybe they don't want to look at, you know, they just don't want to work. Mm-hmm. What is it? I don't understand it because I'm a quick responder.
Kathy is a very quick responder.
I don't need everybody emailing me now so that I can respond quickly.
Send Kathy an email. Any email.
We're trying to break the Guinness World Record of how fast.
Somebody just wrote me and said she hadn't heard from me, and my back went right up. And what are you kidding? And I went back into my send file and sent her those emails. Of course I responded. Anyway, I don't really get. I think
you don't understand why someone would not respond. Why they'd open it up, read the email, and then not respond.
Well, whether they open it up or not, we don't even know.
Right.
They just are not responding. And
I think that's very common, actually, today.
You do?
Yeah.
So too.
Well, because I think a lot of people are overwhelmed by the number of emails that they receive. And so Kathy and I were talking earlier, and she was saying you can relate to this on some level. And the thing I do relate to is that sometimes I'm so quick to click because I'm trying to get rid of all the junk that I will accidentally click on an important email.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. And then I have to pull it out of the trash.
All right, well.
Now, that is not the same as this.
Right.
No. This is someone who we don't know whether the individual involved responds to anybody's emails. We don't know if this boss just doesn't respond to this employee's emails. We don't actually, there's a lot that we don't know, right? Mm-hmm. So there must be, Kathy, you're the queen of coming up with questions to ask your boss. There must be a way to go in and at least find out what's going on, because I think that's the first thing you have to do, right?
This one is perplexing to me because I can't relate on any level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it is perplexing why somebody would not respond. I mean, you can get other people to respond. You can, you know, give a very quick response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like you have to handwrite anything. It's like it takes seconds to hit response and say, can't do this now, anything. Mm-hmm. So to just
not do anything.
Totally not respond. I mean, if somebody is soliciting you and they're trying to sell you something, I get not responding.
Yeah.
But if it's your own department, mm-hmm, and it's your staff writing to you, it's either a power play, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's a way to minimize their power. Mm-hmm. And it's either lazy. I don't have anything good to say about this, clearly.
All right, let me jump in here for just a moment. I think, yes, we could make a lot of judgments about this individual, but if what we're talking about is for the employee to solve the conundrum, mm-hmm, then I think you have to go to your boss, right?
Yeah, you've got to go to your boss.
And you have to say, I'm sending you emails. I'm not getting a response. I don't even know if you're reading them. Can you tell me what's happening here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if you're not getting a response on something important, you do have to set up a meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
And you do have to say, I have been repeatedly sending this to you and I'm not hearing.
Yeah.
What is the form of communication you prefer?
That's mm-hmm. a good question. What form of communication do you prefer?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if they say no communication, then you have a challenge on your hands. But they're not going to say that.
We hope.
What is it? Why do people do that? Well, because email in business is the form of communication that has taken the place of memos.
Yeah.
So we used to have secretaries that typed up memos and they went out to everybody and
right.
then that secretary would send a response. I mean, they were inner office communication.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I was saying is that even at those times, there were probably people who did not read or respond to the memos, right?
Right.
And I don't know if that you could get away with it as easily
uh-huh.
because, you know, people would just talk. They would mm-hmm. come into your office and talk
You'd
to you.
You'd probably meet with them at some point in the course of the week.
There was a lot more real face-to-face.
Interaction.
Right. So this has replaced that.
Yeah.
And that is not an excuse to not participate. I mean,
yeah.
you have to participate in inner office communication. Otherwise, how do you get to work with people? So I find this pretty maddening.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say that I think it's a power play.
Okay.
On mm-hmm. the boss's part.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Well, see, I would say yes, that may be true. And also it's an avoidant personality mm-hmm. approach
yes.
to things.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people who have so many emails that they just start to ignore them all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good because it worsens the situation,
mm-hmm.
but they feel overwhelmed and they can't make decisions. Often people who don't respond to emails have trouble with decision-making, generally speaking. And so then the whole thing piles up. So it could be a power play. It could be an avoidant personality. Whatever it is, you still have to address it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a power play, how do you get that individual to respond in some form?
I would email and then print it out and leave it on their desk.
On the desk,
leave
yeah.
the reports or any call things on their desk. So do two things
double
at one time. Double, right. So she can't say she didn't receive it.
That's not a bad idea.
I would leave a job with if you had a boss that ignored your emails. I think this is very problematic.
Mm-hmm. It's certainly, as you said, extremely frustrating and demoralizing.
Right. You can't do your job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we've got several options here.
Not really.
Yes, we do. One is to go and speak and say, what's the best way to communicate with you,
mm-hmm.
right? The other is what Logan suggested, which is to double your points of contact. So send an email and print out the hard copy and leave it on the desk
mm-hmm.
of the individual. The third is to leave. You're saying,
yes.
because if you have that kind of a boss and it's a power play, you can't work with them and you'll only be frustrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a quick commercial break and come back with another email question.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hey, welcome back. What's our second question, Logan?
I need serious help managing an out-of-control email situation with my employee. He is a young lawyer at our firm. He is a very bright person, but he sends way too many emails. They are rambling, stream-of-consciousness, not-well-thought-out emails that take hours to sort through. These email floods waste my time and consume my energy. At this point, every time I see his name in my inbox, I feel a sense of dread and frustration. I feel myself getting angrier and angrier. How do I handle him?
Oh, I'm exhausted.
I wonder if this is the first person's boss. No, it can't be because they work for two different companies.
Yeah.
Interesting, right?
I mean, I hear this a lot. And actually, I've had clients like this, and it's pretty maddening. It's somebody that just can't, that's how they process.
Right.
Right.
It's through extensive communication on any topic.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're just as annoying in person as they are in their emails. At least you can open and close it as many times as you want. Uh-huh. They're in front of you and they're rambling. That's a little bit harder. So this is somebody, this is their communication style. Mm-hmm.
It may be, but you know, we have coached people who have style to condense their words, to create only bulleted information. And maybe that's where this boss needs to start, which is how you take in information.
I think this person needs coaching for sure, which is every time they write an email, put it in their save file and or draft file, and then go back and re-edit before they send it. And it should never be more than two paragraphs or five bullet points and actually give them guidelines like that. And it would help them get their thoughts together.
Right.
And also, you know, they can't be sending ideas out of nowhere. You know, I would save that for maybe a meeting that you have once a week. So you have to get down, what is it that they're talking about?
Right.
So you really have to, so there are two things. So you're saying the boss or the person supervising this individual has to come up with sort of requirements of the email. Like, I don't want long proposals sent through email, or I don't want anything with more than two paragraphs, and then gets that individual actual coaching to learn how to write shorter emails?
Well, I think that what it comes down to is helping the person learn to organize their thoughts.
Thinking, yeah.
And to communicate in a more concise manner. So I'm not 100% sure how you teach that. There are people that specialize in that.
It's hard to do.
It's hard to learn.
Especially if someone's young. Yeah.
Definitely. Right. It's hard to learn, but you can learn it.
Yeah.
And I think the sooner the better. Because nobody's going to want to read all of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So for this individual asking the question, they need to at least sit down and talk with their employee and say, we've got a problem. We have a situation here, right? Mm-hmm. You're very bright. You're very capable. But the form that your communication is coming in through these emails is not really viable. Mm-hmm.
Right, and nobody, I mean, you couldn't send this to a client, you can't send this to your coworkers, they're not going to read it.
Yeah.
So you have to learn to condense what you're saying and make your point succinct and get it, you know, say your point clearly and quickly.
Yeah.
And that's really the point of email, it's shorthand.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So that's something that has to be taught.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is, and it's, as Logan was pointing out, it would probably be a long journey just in terms of really learning how to do it differently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think you're right. It would require a certain amount of monitoring and a willingness for the individual to change their communication style.
You know, I think if I have a lot to say, I'll write it all out and then put it in the draft and go back.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll take out the whining, you know, and then I'll take out the sentences that are repetitive, you know, and I start editing it. And sometimes it could take a while because the thoughts are not clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then as you keep editing that down, the thoughts become clearer and you can do it. And I think anybody can learn how to do that.
Yes. Well, they have to know that they need to do it. And actually, I was just thinking of a dating analogy.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Online dating profiles.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. If you ever, I mean, I was on online dating too many times before I finally met my wonderful husband, but what I would see is if someone rambled on too long about themselves,
you'd click out.
I immediately.
Why?
Because I thought that they weren't organized in their thinking and that they were too verbose, even though it was just in email or well, whatever, in profile form.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's, you may not be taken seriously at work either.
Exactly.
If you do that.
Right.
So that's part of the coaching that a boss needs to let this person
Catherine
know.
Wouldn't date you, and your boss is not going to want to hire you.
You're not going to get any dates if you use the online.
Or job opportunities if you keep this up.
Yeah, so, but that's the thing that's interesting is too much in every area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
Probably chances are that this individual is going to have to learn to rein it in conversation, in presentation, and in email.
You know, I do think there's such a thing as too short an email where there's not enough detail. And there is a fine line between, you know, making it short and getting your point across.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and not insulting, but actually saying everything you need to say. And and it is an art. Not everybody is good at it.
Right. It's not. And actually something I was thinking of that's interesting is that there are people who are real storytellers. Like, they can't get to the point of a story. They don't see the point until they write the whole thing out.
That's right.
So to what you were describing before, you may, if you're a long-winded email writer, you may still have to write the whole thing out for yourself and then get assistance in pulling out the main points.
God, that sounds so exhausting.
Well, it's just learning better communication style.
Right.
Yeah. And everybody's got to do that.
Right. It matters.
I mean, so, you don't want to, you know, be talking to your boss and start and just your thoughts go all over the place. You do have to get your thoughts together. Right. He's not going to give you unlimited time. So it's a good practice to learn.
Right. And that's a really interesting point. It's like you don't want to lose your audience, whoever it is. Right? So it cannot, no matter who it is, it can't be too long. And no matter what it is, it can't be too long.
How should this question asker deal with their emotions, all these feelings of frustration and anger, and not lash out on this person?
Talking about the boss?
Cutting it close. Yeah,
I would talk to them as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I would not let this go for very long, and then try to find them help, whether there's a class in the community college or maybe HR I knows of somewhere. I would try to get them help.
Right, and using our language, I would say that the person asking this question needs to unhook first, probably. Like, do we talk about working out, doing exercise, do something at least to release your intense frustration and anger for, you know, on a, for a few days. You can certainly still have the conversation, but it does, after a while, you start to feel as if you're being victimized by their verbosity. So you do need to, I would recommend self-care in the form of physical unhooking of exercise, walking, sweating, punching, whatever you need to do before you have that serious conversation with your employee.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
All right. Well, that's it. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories and advice about email at work to SK2. Vote for us on Podcastland and review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. Don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.